Percy lived on Pluto where the sun was far away. That means you can't really tell the nighttime from the day. Her older brother Achindrum, well, he lived on the moon. He played upon a ladle while Percy played on a spoon. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Achindrum wore food for clothes while Percy wore a dress. She also wore long underwear, a hat, a scarf, a vest, two pairs of woolen socks, a coat, some mittens, and warm shoes. At 400 degrees below, you probably bundle up too. Achindrum told Percy, your planet's smaller than my moon, and since the moon's not a planet, I bet yours won't be soon. Percy said, dear brother, does your moon have its own satellite? I can see my Charon if it's day or if it's night. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. One day, 6 light years from now, she got this strange report. Pluto's not a planet anymore, you see, it came up short. It's really pretty tiny, and its orbit's way off course. You can't really call it a planet anymore, but you can call it Planet Dwarf. Well, Percy was very tiny too, smaller than a mouse. If you saw where she lived, you would mistake it for a dollhouse. When she heard that her planet was not a planet anymore, she took a breath of CO2, said, I am Plutet, hear me roar. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Doesn't really matter what you call it, it's the same. A rose is still a rose, after all, by any other name. And those of us who are little, we matter equally. In fact, that's why they pass the laws of mass and density. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.